Oh, hi. How are you doing? How has it been? Can you imagine what I'm doing? I'm suffering in here. No, but my brain is getting damaged badly. Either that or I'm just like whining. Hey, let me whine a little bit, shall I? Why, por why am I whining? I have been recording Okay, let me take it from the very beginning. So basically, I have been recording my course for a while now, and I have used this one pretty cool kind of like place where I was staying at. Like it, I was like there to go through certain courses, course, one course. And afterwards I was like, hey, maybe I can use one of the like empty classes to record my stuff. And they said like, yeah, sure, okay. And I was there recording my own shit, like, because why not? And eventually, at some point, like this week, Tuesday, they told me, like, oh, yeah, like, that's gonna be it. Like, you will not gonna be able to come in anymore. Kind of like, director is saying that you can no longer kind of like use these premises for your own good. And I was like, oh, fuck. So, because of that, I have decided that okay, what the fuck should we do? And the questions about the forks and the spoons came around to me. Eventually, kind of like figured out that there's ways to kind of like manage it. But in genuine sense, I was left with the poop storm of genuinely having to record the whole course at home. And for now, it's an option for now. I'm not saying like it's a great option because like there's neighbors all the fuck around and they just like fuck around a lot because they're like loud motherfuckers. There's like, you know, a bunch of kids from one side, there's some old granny like, you know, atop. And like for real, this granny, I think she's walking in wooden shoes because every time she walks around just like the clacking's just fucking immense. And there's also like a few guys like above us as well somewhere, and those plonkers, they played the most ridiculous blimmin' music every so bloody often and get shit-faced almost every fucking day. And I'm just questioning the sanity. Like, I mean, they most likely are fucked somehow mentally, but like, oh my god, can you not just listen to this shabby like chanson freaking crying level of dark of like issues music until fucking 2 o'clock in the morning, mate. Can you not? And then because it's kind of like, you know, post-Soviet country, not only do you get idiots listening to music quite loudly until 2 o'clock in the morning, you also have another type of idiot who are gonna hit on the pipes, you know, so that there's, you know, the sound that will get to your other neighbors for them to kind of like let them know to keep it down. Genuinely, they don't fucking hear it. So basically, you have loud music, somebody hitting on the pipes, there's kids running around, there's fucking dog at some point just, you know, getting on your nerves somewhere on such end. You just, oh my god. So yes, fun times, genuinely. And my lord, my leash. I have been recording now for some hours here in the room I'm staying in. It's ridiculous because first things first, issues of not really a fancy table because my setup is shit. It's shit, but I'm managing. So on the level of you better fucking be loving me for it. Because like I'm suffering through this and I still have like I think around 30 or so, maybe less already by this point in time, videos to create. So I'm gonna just genuinely plow through it and just like make this shit happen because like why the fuck not? And because I'm a total asshole, I guess. I started to go through the topics of monetization and finances and how you can create money with your writing and stuff. And it's hilarious how I'm going over it. I'm like, know what? I don't want to say I haven't used them at all. It's just that I've been using them like shit. And eventually I just gave up because, like, when it comes to like contests, it's fucking madness. You gotta check every single contest if you actually like work with it, if it works for you, like are you okay with it, like can you actually like use it, can you apply to it, is there like, you know, endless fucking questions I hate. And it's kind of like with the contest, it's also like, oh, it's available in certain regions, like fuck you then. When it comes to grants and funding and all that shit for the writers, it's also like depending on what exactly the companies or associations or kind of like basically those people, what they want from you in return. It's not just like they're gonna slap you across your face with a wag of money, like, or just like make you millionaire just like overnight and just throw you a bunch of money on your account. No. They'll provide you some money and they'll be like, okay, but we need you to do this. And then you have to do your thing. Or you have to go through the excruciating process of applying for a grant, and then you explain like what the fuck you wanna do, how you wanna do it, how long you think it's gonna take you. You know, but usually as a person that applies for grants, like you might underestimate the amount it's going to take you for you to accomplish a certain thing. And then you end up with a lot of like, you know, very not fancy moments of explaining why exactly it's going to take you a bit longer. And you get like sometimes people who will understand and sometimes people who are like, yeah, but we already made the wrong plan. So you got to fucking, you know, chop, 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 make it fucking best off you can just like. Fucking do it. Just do it. Fuck you, dudes. And there's also residencies. And residencies, they're all fancy and nice. And you also get to be this, in this kind of like a Cinderella story. You know, you just like go off to another country and they pay you to write. But they also kind of like, you know, you have to know what the fuck you're writing. Because like they also have like, you know, requests on certain things, like what they expect off of you. And that's like the pain in the ass as well, depending on what you write, what you like to write. And then you change your genre just to participate in that bullshit. Like, I mean, like if it's like your cup of tea, go for it. But the mental anguish. Yeah. And so there's ways to go and play it about it. And like some residencies, they're funny. They're kind of like paying you to create stuff. Some residencies are douchebags. They want you to pay them. For you to create stuff, like, it's a bit interesting. But kind of like, if they have workshops and if they have kind of like training going on, and they're like, sure, you can pay for it. But once again, depending on the residencies, what they do and what they offer, so bust. Anywho, went into like explaining how a lot of different platforms pay and how you can use different kind of like online banking systems and whatnots to get paid. It's... I hate it! Talking so much about, like, making money and how you can make money with your, like, you know, writing and everything and that is just, it's making me angry. Because, like, it's so ridiculous how there's so many, like, there's these endless things where people just chop in and they're like, oh, yeah, making money with writing is easy. And they live in Americas. Like, bullshit! It ain't easy, motherfuckers. Like, in European Union, it ain't easy. Like, nah. Some countries, they support... Like, some countries in Europe, they support their writers. Okay, sure, they provide some sort of, like, you know, something for them. But then again, the downside part is that depending on the people in the country, they will seek out the information regarding this sort of, like, you know, opportunities. But on some other cases, there's people who expect to have all the information kind of there for them, available 24/7, and somebody kind of like just letting them in on what's happening. They will not going to go out there and seek for the information, which is bollocks. So, and there's also this part of like, yeah, there's been some contests, but they're so, like, and of course, it's not going to gather fucking traction the fuck you want. So frustrating. Infuriating, even. Oh, and on a funny part. With my idea of, like, the sculptures and the stories, the people who were engaged in, like, oh, we should pursue it, we should do it, gone. Gone, gone. They're non-existent anymore. Like, they just, like, I gave them information, gave them this and that, and then they're fucking fled. Like, I don't know what they expected of me, and, like, what was their idea for me to do the whole thing by myself and to be like, what? Bollocks. Like, I will not, I would not, rather not, and not interested. Like, dumping everything on me, that would be dumb. I'm also lazy and I'm also pursuing my own shit. Like, what the fuck? Come on! Also, on another note, I got shit-faced again throughout the week, which was on Tuesday. Funny, huh? So, on Tuesday, I got absolutely shit-faced. Well, to the point of, like, I went to this kind of, like, bar slash kind of, like, casino place. And there was a bar, and I just kind of, like, hung around the bar because, like, drinks. And it's, like, the only kind of, like, place I knew that was open where you could drink, because we ain't got no bars in this motherfucker. So I was sad because, first, the dude at the bartender, the dude who was there working when I came in, and I asked him, like, can you suggest me some drinks? And he just turns to me and says, like, what the fuck do you want from me? And I'm like, what? I'm like, I just asked you what you could suggest me as a drink in here. Because, like, I don't know what drinks you bloody serve. You don't have a fucking menu. You know, like, how do I know? Like, and he's like, well, I don't know. What the fuck do you like? I'm like, okay, let's go through the hard way. What is your favorite drink, mate? And he's like, rum cola. I'm like, serve that bitch. So this guy then says to me, like, my shift ends in 5 minutes. I don't give a single flying fuck. I'm like, congratulations. And he just pisses off eventually. And I'm like, that's just fucking ridiculous. Then some girl comes around and she's quite cute. And I'm already drunk. And I start to kind of, like, have ideas in my head. Because my poor little bite heart just goes into stupid mode sometimes. And I'm just like, I'm going to play the hero of the day. And I just spoke some dudes, like, sitting to my right and say, like, hey, look after my back. I just take my some of my stuff and just go out to buy, like, literally a box of chocolates and flowers. And with that, I return back to the bar, and I kind of, like, present it to the girl, and yeah, and she's confused and she's like, what the fuck? Basically, it's written on her face. And, like, if I would have done it in any other fucking country, including Lithuania, what I would get is basically a bartender who would look after me just a little bit more than the rest of the people in the bar, you know, and maybe have a bit more conversations with me here and there, you know, just to kind of, like, maybe be nice, or maybe even have, like, one free drink, or even two free drinks for that matter. What I got in return was basically cold shoulder. An absolute kind of, like, whatever. I was just so disappointed in you guys. Like, oh my God. Like, how can you be so cold, like, towards your customers? Like, what the fuck? Like, I know in this casino, it's like, you get a lot of, like, shitty customers and whatnot, and you might have to, you know, have eventual fights and whatnot, and you have bouncers, and then, sure, go for it. But at the same time, like, do I look like that kind of drunk who would cause a fucking hysteria or, like, problems all in all? I don't think so. I'm a happy drunk. And, like, if you're just, like, trying to hold conversation with me, and, like, I'm nice. I'm trying to, you know, something, upkeep it. And it's kind of, like, it got me sad because I tried to speak with some people. And they're all kind of, like, basically, I got ignored most of the time. People don't want to talk to me. And I'm like, fantastic. Amazing. Fantastic. Great. The only person that seemed like he would be chatty, I approached him. And I said, like, hey, basically, he had really cool brown glasses. I complimented him on that. And I asked, like, how old are you? He's like, 18. I'm like, well, bull. I just went away. So, like, I'm sorry, bro. But I just kind of understood that I cannot be in that conversation there. No, thanks. Like, like, it's like, it's so sad. And those that were older, they just kind of, like, had their own kind of, like, group of people to hang out with, and they came with their group, and they would not talk to anybody else but their group, and then they would leave exactly the same fucking way. And I was like, fantastic, how am I gonna, like, you know, finding friends and this motherfucker ain't, like, impossible. It's impossible. It's genuinely fucking impossible. And I literally was hit on by some weird older dudes. And I was like, I was trying to be nice and kind of like, you know, chat to them. And I went out and one of the guys was like sitting there and I was like, why are you sitting there? Like, bro, it's cold. So basically he's like, I'm just waiting to go home. Like, waiting for what? He's like, you? And I'm like, cool. Do you want me to walk you? He was like, yeah. I was like, okay. So I went in, grabbed my stuff, got clothes, got out, just told him, hold my hand. And I'm already kind of like drunk. So I'm walking wobbly and shit. This guy is drunk and walking wobbly and shit. And he just hands me like some money. And I act like a really shitty taxi in general. But I walk him to his house and I get him to his apartment. And then he just tries to like hit on me. And I'm like, no, mate, like I did my job at getting you home. Bye. And he was like disappointed and stuff. Like, what were you thinking, bro? Like, first off, like you're over the age of 50. Second off, you ain't my type as fuck. You're so far from it. It's ridiculous. The way you hold up conversation is shitty. You talk only about yourself. Like, and not to mention your whole conversations were about damn sure nothing. Like, I don't want to know what's in your apartment. I don't give a shit. Frankly, I don't give a shit, like, where you work and what you do. Seriously, like, I just decided I'll walk you home. That's it. So I walked you home. I was paid for it, like, what, 10, 20 euros. And I just fucking walked back out and went back to bar. That was it. So I was like... thinking back to myself, well, mate, how does it feel to be manhandled? A little bit. Who would have cared? And then I just sat there in the bar and I do apologize to my good friend because I was endlessly messaging her with how much I love her and how much I've been in love with her for like ages and I'm just pissed that I never got a chance. And she just dumped me. Kind of like cute, silly, with saying that I'm not her type and she's not into girls. So, hey. And yeah, with that, I messaged my cousin that's also part of the fancy flag. And I told her about the situation. She laughed at it and she was like, she's basically, Anna, stop it. It's not going to get you anywhere. But yeah, fun times. And then with all of that and all of that built up frustration of like not being able to hold a decent conversation throughout like, you know, hours of this evening, not having any people to talk to, speak with in general. And it's just like all shitty and not cool. And I was just like walking back home and it was like, I don't know, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And it was quiet and I went behind this shopping center, which literally has like a field behind it. And I had a bit of a breakdown where I would just shout it at the top of my lungs because I was that fucking angry, like, and desperate, because the whole thing made me just understand that I cannot, under just no pretext, no nothing, I cannot stay here in this country because it's ridiculous. Like, people have their own kind of like, they've built their own kind of like communities, they've built their own kind of things, and they will not going to be open to like newcomers that easily unless it's through kind of like, you know, a job, work, study, something where they can, you know, be more acquainted with them, be more kind of like in the setup where they have to mingle with those people. When you meet someone out there, like, you know, on the street or in a bar, they're not going to be there, frankly, the first to approach you and talk to you. And that kind of made me sad to the point of like, I have been here for a long period of time and I had a couple attempts to go out there and like, you know, and because genuinely I got used to like meeting people in the bars or clubs and just like sharing contact details and just like, you know, you have someone. I have been in bars and clubs in here multiple times. After all of that, not one contact detail was shared with me. That's kind of like they keep themselves so private. And even though they kind of talk to you there, they don't think about sharing their information with you to kind of keep, you know, like contact at all. They don't give a shit about that. Because it's just so sad, sort of. So it got me to the point of like, I am not definitely staying in here in general. And no matter what my relatives say, like, you know, my mother or my grandmother around me, it's kind of like, it's frustrating because Nana, she's like repeating the same shit. It's like, you'll get, the way she says this phrase, it's translated something along the lines of like, you'll be having a place and belonging where you're born. And to that, basically, my dad replies, is that where you're born and you're staying, you're gonna fuck up because there's nothing there for you. Because he was also kind of like the one to get away from his place of like where he was born. It's like he didn't like it also. And I'm like, I support his kind of like point of view with that more than my grandmother, because she also moved from where she was born. Yet she's implying that basically, like, I have this odd theory that maybe my aunt and my Nana decided that they'll just like try to pressure me into staying here because Nana needs somebody to look after her. I ain't got no ideas and no will and no kind of like no wish whatsoever to stay here and look after Nana, because like I'm gonna fucking die in here. Because I said, like, if I will stay here, like, I'm not gonna lie, you'll just literally find me either in a fucking river somewhere, but it's not as deep, damn it. So basically, I'll just off my life. I'll unalive myself if I stay here, because this is like that level of like how shitty in here it is. And they're like, but why? Like, it's so nice in here. Well, it's nice for you. You're freaking 76. You don't give a shit. Like, you just, like, have your own friends, you have your own community, you have your own people, your own things that you do. I ain't got none. I'm not interested in staying in places where I ain't got my own community, when people, like, where people can't understand me and don't even try to understand me, where I can't pursue my dreams and career goals, where I cannot do what I want to do, and I'm pressured about everything all the time. Like, fuck you then. Like, I'm not willing to stay here. I'm willing to build something by myself. And fuck off. That's basically where it's at, and it's really frustrating. And I get that they want some help, and like they like that I'm here, and I'm apparently have really like cool pair of, you know, steel balls, which can handle a lot in life. But at the same time, I do not want to be in the survival instinct mode of like protecting myself 24/7 every single day from these kind of like mental psychological attacks on the level of like, you gotta be obedient. And I get it, because they're in their own way kind of like narcissistic. They like to use, they're kind of a narcissistic slash abusive, but like mentally and emotionally, they will emotionally try to trigger you. And then, as any narcissist, they'll be telling you that it's your fault, not their fault, because they'll never admit that they're at fault, ever. And I can see that basically Nana likes to try and trigger the fuck out of me. Whenever she does, I do raise my voice and I say, like, I'm not tolerating this, fuck off. And no matter what she does, I'm like, no, no, I can be the bad guy, whatever, just fuck out of here. That's it, I'm not talking to you. And she gets pissed off, and then she fucks off, and then she pretends like nothing ever happens. There you go, narcissistic. And same with mother. So she kind of also tries to be this like, oh, I don't want to listen to it. And whenever I try to talk to her and connect to her, or like with Nana, and I'm explaining to them about what I do and stuff like that, and they just ignore it. And I'm like, should I ignore what you're telling me as well? Because like, I hate this kind of like, you know, interaction in general. Like, I need some feedback, I need some, you know, like connection when I'm talking, not just like, you know, just I can talk with a wall with all I care, with the same kind of like, you know, level of interaction genuinely. And it's frustrating how they don't even try, like seriously try to understand me. They don't give a fuck. And with that, they're just trying to be kind of themselves, and yet they're kind of thinking that they're hero kind of moms and they're so amazing. I'm like, well, look at that. Sure. So my sarcasm is not really good with this family. It's not really working out well. They're getting offended a lot. And then they're saying to me like, oh, I should not get them feeling this way and say such things, because it's hitting them mentally, and it's making them worry in their heart and like their nerves, and like their heart rate goes up and it's bad for their health and I shouldn't do that. And I'm like, well, you shouldn't fucking pressure me into doing that, will ya? Kind of like, that's your fucking fault. Let's start off in there. And they don't listen to me, and then they shift the blame on me, and I'm like, whatever. Try it again. We're gonna get to it again. It's not gonna fucking, you know, just go away. It's gonna be there. Yeah. Because of that level of frustration, over the top, just over the fucking top. And yeah, that's why with all of that, I'm just like, with the wish of a deadline today / tomorrow to finish up all the course, put it out, and well, hopefully not going to be slapped across my mental, or like more like a understandable state to, you know, like, I think I have, because of my way of wording and stuff, I do kind of like have some swearing, like not like too bad of like swearing, you know, but just genuinely some bad words flung out in there in the course. And I'd like, in a way, appreciate people not kind of like paying much of a mind to it. And hopefully people will just like not pay too much attention to it in general. So hopefully. But yeah, like this course, I have been told by multiple people that I should not ever in my life even dream to put it less than 100 euros. And I think they might be like, honestly, they might be right. Because it's a lot that I do cover in the course. And like genuinely, I do take my time with it, but I do kind of like give a lot of information, and I do kind of like give the resources to it on the links and like a lot of other stuff. So why the hell not? Is basically what I was like, where I got to. So off I go, getting my coffee, a little bit of watching something out there online, and getting back to working on my course. So wish me luck